I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, let the buzz begin, y'all. Welcome back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show, y'all. We are talking season 18, episode 2, Fights, Friendships, and Fashion Week, part 2. This episode, Howard, episode. Before we get into it, I want to introduce ourselves. Howard, go, say your spiel, who you is, who you are, yeah. Howard the Third.
Yes, Howard the Third. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
It is so nice to be seen. So nice to hear you. I miss you. I want to be in studio so bad.
This is crazy. It's like eating me alive. I was like, another month of not being in studio, not seeing you all. It's crazy. Oh my.
Crazy. Sick. Crazy.
We're housewives of Calabasas over here, Miss Rachel.
I am. This is actually the Housewives of Calabasas tuning in. Oh my God. Goals. Anyways, I'm Rachel Robillard. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Dakota and Nakia couldn't be with us tonight, so Howard and I are going to hold it down. Am I right?
You're right.
So cheers, Howard. Let's get it. This may look like water to y'all, but it ain't. So let's get it popping, am I right? Make sure y'all log into the live chat to check us out. Yeah. Shout out to Evan. Gosh. We got Ashley, Susie up in here. So shout out, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Okay.
I love how Ashley's in here. She's like, hello. Hello, Ashley.
It's so great. Oh my gosh. Yes, y'all just say however you feel up in that live chat and we'll shout y'all out and we'll make this a really fun virtual experience. Yeah, Susie, hey! Okay, Sean, hey! Oh my gosh, Nick up in here, hey! Oh, it's popping up in the live stream. Cheers to that. Okay. Let's get it popping. We are talking about this episode. It is part 2, so it was a continuation of the fight. Gosh, it was like MMA up in there. There was some blood. There were some tears. There were some scratches. The amount of memes and video content that has come from the fight alone, it's like, I know it's helping ratings go up. What do you think, Howard?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, social media is taking off right now with this whole fight thing. Like, all these memes, all these videos, like you were saying, this show should be number one. It's a new night, and I was kind of worried with it being now on Thursdays. I'm like,
I know.
Is this gonna hurt the viewers? Is this gonna hurt E? Apparently, E was like, I got something right out the gate for y'all. Boom, fight.
Boom, a literal fight. This is Rob even tweeted up saying, I think my sister's got the wrong show. The Skipping of the Kardashians, not Bad Girls Club. But I'm about it. I'm over here like. On my wine, this is great. It just goes to show. I mean, I have a younger sister, and growing up, we would get in fights, but I have not fought my sister in years. Years. I feel like as a sister, you have your sisters and you grow up, you get so agitated, but these girls are in their 40s and they have children of their own. And it just makes me realize, you know how Mason was getting it? Was it Mason who got in trouble or Penelope for hitting? No, Penelope hit someone.
Oh, the nanny?
The nanny, yes. Mm-hmm. The violence between the nanny from Penelope and nanny, and then how Mason got in trouble at school too. And so it's like, oh, maybe it's a good idea for Courtney just to be home with their kids and focus on the kids right now. Because
exactly. It's too much. The kids are running amok. Courtney's running them up. Everybody's just acting crazy. It's the quarantine. I know this was filmed months in advance, but it's probably the quarantine. They probably had early on-site Rona.
Right? They're growing crazy. But so what team are you on? Are you team Courtney or Kim and Khloé when it comes to the fight?
So to the fight, I am team Courtney. I have to agree with her. She's fed up. She's like, listen, I taking the same footsteps of Rob, and I want to take a whole step back from the show. I don't want to leave the show. Just take a step back. And they have been ganging up on her recently. And it's probably just too much for Courtney, because here she is, probably used to being one of the favorite sisters with Chloe, or, you know, her and Chloe have that little pack like they used to. Mm-hmm. And now the shoe's on the other foot, where they used to gang up on Kim. Now she's the one being ganged up on and she can't handle it.
Yeah.
So it's just, it really, it's just sad.
It is. And it's her feelings. I can just, it's obvious her feelings are getting hurt. And I can tell she's mourning the loss of her friendship that she had with Chloe. Chloe and her were inseparable. And that exactly, mm-hmm. ganging up on Kim, and it was their situation, and they had shows together too. I mean, I know they had their own little spinoffs, and we all knew that it was Chloe in court, but I feel like I'm more on Chloe's side. Just because Chloe's right in the sense of you need to use your words rather than just fighting using violence. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like violence is the answer. Like, y'all have kids. Like, how old are y'all? That's what they kept saying. Right. Kim and Courtney kept going back and forth. Like, how old are you? How old are you? And it's like, girl,
don't you ever dig your nails into me like that again?
I'm like, ah, it is Bad Girls Club. Oh my God, Real Housewives of Calabasas. Dead ass. Woo.
Oh my God.
I enjoyed the episode overall. Like, what did you think overall of the episode?
Yes, overall, I enjoyed it. You know, I could have done without the Chris part, the Chris and Corey part. I was like, it's cute. You know, Chris being a mama instead of not being manager all the time. But overall, I liked it. I thought we got to see a lot more than Courtney than we've seen in the past years, because I feel like we haven't really dug into her life and how she's feeling since she was pregnant or since she was breaking up with Scott. Like, we haven't really got to see what Courtney is on the inside. In this episode, I was like, okay, she's hurting. Like, she's done. She's over it.
Yeah.
Overall, it was great.
Right? It's crazy. Ashley up in the live chat said, Kim was slapping and Courtney was like, oh, you gonna go boom. Oh yeah, that's right. Let us know in the live chat whose team you're on based on Courtney and her sisters. Oh, shout out to Beatrice. Oh, you like my glam?
Thank you. Oh, looks good. I mean, just name drop what you're wearing, Rachel.
Thank you so much for asking, Howard. So I actually spent some time to get ready because I like don't leave my house. I put on some Kylie Jenner eyeshadow. some more Kylie Jenner eyeshadow. You know, we are super fans, just like y'all, of the Kardashians. What else did I put on? Honey. I put on KKW booty lip liner, you know? Oh, and I also have some Gardenia Khloe Kardashian. Sponsor me, Khloe. Sponsor me. So, you know, I may or may not got ready. I may or may not woke up like this. But so fun. I love it. Oh my gosh. You guys are having so much fun. Hi, Graham. Oh, a capuchin up. We got Zach. Shout out, y'all. Shout out. Oh my gosh. How fun is this? Okay. So, yes, the fight was crazy. And you said you didn't really like the Chris and Corey. So, we usually don't see much of Corey, but
we don't.
Corey was being so nice. Like, I liked seeing him.
You like seeing him? I don't know. It's like, I kind of like, I'll take little bits and pieces. Of course, I liked him last season when he was like, I would whoop my child's ass. You know, my little pee. My little pee. I like seeing him then. But I still feel like he's just so involved with the family. Like, I know he's dating Chris, but I don't know. Something about it don't seem right.
Yeah, it's like, is he doing it for FaceTime to be on the show or what? Right. 'Cause usually he was very behind the scenes at the beginning of when they were dating, and now it's like we're seeing him a lot. Kind of the same amount where we might be seeing Scott. You know, Scott, we still see Scott. Yeah. We all know Scott is just there for camera time.
I mean, Scott's got that contract. He ain't going nowhere. He made his own separate deal, allegedly. So, you know, he ain't going nowhere. But I think Corey might do the same thing, because if we start seeing Corey a little bit more here, a little bit more there, it's like, oh, well, why don't you just slip me a little deal here, you know, for a year or two? Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah. Slick. Yeah, but he looked really good on tonight's episode. I really admired what he was saying. He's like, Chris, like, you need to be able to switch roles into being a mom. Kylie had strep throat, so she wasn't able to attend Paris Fashion Week with Balmain. So, and that's where a lot of their fight kind of stemmed from, Kim and Courtney, because Kim made the comment, well, if I were sick, I would do anything on my deathbed if it's very important for me to show up. You know, I would do it, not Courtney over here. And so that's how it all kind of stemmed from that fight. And I mean, Kim has a point. That was an extremely important Paris Fashion Week situation.
Yeah.
And Kylie Cosmetics was the whole show. It was really Kylie's show. And she didn't show up because she had strep throat. I mean,
would you have gone, Rachel? If you were in Kylie's shoes and, you know, you went to the hospital, you got the severe strep throat, do you think you would have gone on the plane, did what you're under contract to do, and handle business, or would you would have stayed home like Kylie did?
I would have pulled a Kim and got on my private jet with my kid Stormy and just go. Even if I am so sick, I think I would just, like, suck it up, hop on that plane and go.
Exactly.
But it is what it is. But she must have been feeling very, very sick for her not to show up to Paris Fashion Week. It's her fashion show and she's supposed to walk. I would put me in a freaking wheelchair and just wheel me out. Just do it. We're going.
Put her on the runway.
Yeah, and of course, Chris was like, she's the momager, and I feel like that's really hard for people to be able to have that kind of stressful role of not only you're my mom, but you're my manager, so she has to be able to just compartmentalize, switch gears of, okay, you need to be here because I'm your manager, and that's what Corey was saying to her, like, hold up, Chris, like, you gotta start talking to her like you're the mother right now, like, exactly. She wants to be coddled, and like, I get it. I love it when my mommy, you know, coddles me too. So,
mama.
I get it. Mommy, I need you. Yes. Okay. So that's what happened in Paris. Didn't see Kylie. But let's go back a little more regarding the fight, because Malika and Khadija were there to help the situation. And we still don't know that Malika is pregnant yet. So I'm really curious when they're going to announce that on air for the cameras of, like, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant with OT Joseph's baby. But we're having a baby together.
We know it's coming because in the clip, in the previews, not for next week, but just in the season overall, she does tell Chloe how she's pregnant. So I'm like, I wonder if she's pregnant at this moment. Are they in and out of taping? You know, because when they tape, they kind of just pull from whenever. So I'm like, is she pregnant while they're speaking right now? Is she not pregnant? Like, I want to know. Like, what's the tea?
I want to know the tea. I want to know. Okay. I'm really curious if Malika's going to share her story about all that. So I am very curious.
I think she'll probably save it for her own thing. Her and her sisters side by side. I think that's what the name of the show is. She'll probably save it for that and maybe give us like a glimpse on Keeping Up. Because I think they filmed Malika's baby shower, if I'm not mistaken, so we'll get a little bit of that too.
Okay. It was good to see them. And then Khadija, she got very emotional and vulnerable too when talking to Courtney about how it's not worth your happiness to see you so unhappy like this. This might be a good time to take a break. So
yeah,
it was good. They were sweet.
I was like, because with Khadija, her and Malika, they used to be like child stars, like actresses.
Yeah.
And then Khadija ended up stepping away from the limelight when Malika went on to continue. So I think that's why she was crying, because she was like, I've done the same thing. It's not, you know, worth the pain. Because Khadija has like 3 or 4 kids. So
yeah,
she's probably like, but it was sad. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy somebody's like communicating with Courtney and just trying to get her side of the story, because Courtney's probably feeling like she's out, like out of the family. I wonder if this is how Rob felt.
Like, I know. Let's get. I need Rob. I know Rob is tweeting behind his phone, but we need Rob to. I just want him to be there. We need Rob.
Exactly. I'm like,
make that a hashtag.
Hashtag we need Rob.
Hashtag we need Rob. We need Rob.
Because he's probably he's probably feeling the same thing.
I told you, Courtney. I told you. That's why I got out.
Yeah, that's why I'm gone. So jump on the bandwagon for sure. So we shall see. And then Courtney also had a bad attitude in Armenia. So let's talk about that and how they had a family trip. It was Kim and Courtney and the kids, their kids, went to Armenia for business. That seemed like it was more of a business trip than a work trip or than a casual trip. But they did get the babies baptized, including themselves. So, and this was their North second time to go to Armenia. And I'm like, that drop when Kim said that, this is North's second time in Armenia. And I'm like, I have not been to Armenia. North has probably been to more countries than I have been in my 27 years of living.
North is living her life.
North is living her best life at like 5 years old.
I know.
Oh, yeah. She's worth more than me again at, yeah, I'm 27. I'm so happy for her.
North's second time. I'm like, oh, okay, Nori.
Yes. So what did you think about them in Armenia and in Courtney's attitude?
Yes. Oh my gosh, Courtney. I said, okay, Courtney, maybe it wasn't explained to her that this was a business trip and not a personal trip. Come on, housewives.
Mama needs more.
Housewives of Calabasas. Yes. But Courtney probably didn't know, like, this is a business. Yeah, pour it up, girl. Courtney didn't know that this is a business trip. Like, we're not here to have a vacation. Yes, we're here to get the kids baptized, but I'm here to work and bring awareness to Armenia and, you know, just, I'm here to do all my things that I need to do. Like, I have conferences. We're meeting with the president. Like, come on, the president. This is a business trip.
Yes, they sat down with the president of Armenia and the first lady of Armenia. And I'm like, wow, that's huge that they agreed to be on air, the whole camera crew in their home. I believe it was their home. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. Howard the Third.
Get out of here, Rachel. Put the glass down and leave. Put it down. Okay,
plug it out.
And that's our after show. See
ya. Yeah. And scene.
But I'm like, who said president get on this reality TV show? I wonder if they were just like, it was an easy thing. Who said like, okay, we have to get the president of Armenia on the show. This is big. This is huge. Only a Kardashian could do this.
Yeah. She got Trump on the show. So, and now we're getting other presidents from other countries. Only Kim, y'all. Only Kim. Presidents onto their show. Wow. We're keeping up with the presidents over here. That's right. But it's so interesting to see Courtney just very excited to go with her sister, despite the recent argument that they had that got violent. They're like, this will be good to hash out. It'll be good. We're going to go as a family and get baptized. It's going to be great. You know, in her one-on-ones. That's how she, that was my Courtney impression. LOL. But she was like, she blatantly said to Kim that she is over being a celebrity. And I was like, yes. Yeah, okay. That's how you really feel. And I feel like that's a lot of her, the animosity that she is taking out on her sisters is a lot to do with that. I think she's really wanting to be just no longer in front of the cameras, let alone a celebrity in general.
Exactly.
Not just the show.
I mean, like she said, she just, you know, wants to be a stay-at-home mom, which is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So, as you sip your wine. And it's just like, okay, Courtney, but there's a way to do it. I just don't like the whole buildup of it. She was just so angry and so mad. And maybe she told her sisters and her sisters just didn't want to believe it. But I was just like, you don't have to like lash out like that. But Rob kind of did the same thing. So maybe it's a family thing. Before he left, he had his whole little blow up.
Mental
breakdown. And Courtney's doing the same thing, having a mental breakdown.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's got to be the show.
It's like, I have my mental breakdowns, but it's not on camera.
That's true. But listen, we could change that. I mean, Courtney, Jam, call us. We'll do the show.
I could replace Courtney. I have regular mental breakdowns as well. I could bring a lot to the show. So call me, DM me at @Rach_Robillard. I'm very willing to take Courtney's spot. You know, I can be blonde Kardashian. I'm Rachel with the K. I'm Rachel with the K. Call me up,
get
y'all.
Out. Exactly. Call us. I mean, I'll do it for North's pay. Whatever she's getting paid, I could do it for that.
I will totally take North's salary, and I bet, you know, she's sign me up. Where is the red pen for me to sign?
They need some fan interaction. I mean, Kim said she loves speaking to the fans, and so did Courtney. So here we go. Introduce us as a fan, get us in the show, and then, you know, we'll just play our role. Like Malika and Khadijah, we can play that role. Just the friend fan, you know.
Gosh, yes, absolutely. Okay, I'm gonna look in the chat. Y'all are going crazy up in here, and we love it.
I know. So many shout people. Out to everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We see Team Chloe. We see some Courtney's up in here. We see hashtag We Need Rob. Thank y'all. Make it a hashtag. And then someone goes hashtag Monica goes hashtag We Need Skinny Rob. Oh. We'll take Rob in any form of fashion.
Yeah, I like Chunky Rob. How you doing?
Chunky Rob. Just make an appearance. We want to see a Rob cameo. Oh, but damn, flashbacks of Skinny Rob. That was nice.
Skinny Rob was nice. That was nice.
Chris posted a happy birthday to him and included a picture of back when he was hashtag Skinny Rob. And I was like, I needed that reminder of like, whoa, baby.
When he was hashtag Skinny Rob.
We love hashtag Skinny Rob. Yeah. So that was the episode. And we'll talk about next week's episode next week. And what was happening for what did they tease for next week? They teased, What did they tease for next week?
Because it wasn't really. Kim and Scott doing some type of class, like an acting class. I guess Scott's got to get back into some type of acting or something like that. And I don't even remember the rest. It didn't look that. Must not have been that much interesting.
Yeah, but we'll be watching it. So let's get into some tea time, y'all. We got some tea, and we are here to sip it. Cheers to that. Tea time. Okay, y'all. So Kim was recently on Fallon Tonight, and she says Courtney didn't want to quit for a long time in regards to taping on the show, but had an awful attitude towards everyone. Production shut down for a week after the fight. So that's what she told Jimmy Fallon. Ooh. And and it's interesting to see productions during this COVID-19 quarantine situation, because Fallon and Kim were doing a Zoom situation like what we're doing via interview on their show. So that's what Kim was doing through Zoom, and was saying, yeah, we shut down production for a week after that had happened. So that's interesting. That means Armenia wasn't right after. So it was a couple weeks after their fight is when they went to Armenia. So, okay. That's interesting. She spilled the tea with Fallon on that.
Yeah.
And she also said how their mom, Chris, was very, very disappointed in that argument. We do not see them fighting. It's not a regular situation. So when we do see that, it's a lot. And the only time I can recall them fighting was when she said, don't be effing rude, when the girls were eating their Chipotle. And like, I think it's in reference to her car at the time, like her Range Rover.
Yes,
I know it's that episode. Yes. Because, you know, I have seen every single Keeping Up the Kardashian episode. Fun fact.
I know. And they have it on Hulu, so everybody can catch up.
Yeah, exactly. During quarantine, hashtag stay home. Y'all can be catching up on your Kardashians.
And you can be catching up on our after show.
I was about to say, in our after show. We are like years worth of us talking Kardashians on AfterBuzz TV. So check that out.
Check that out. One thing we may have to check out is the Kardashian girls filming their last season, well, not their last, but the last few episodes of this season, off of their phone due to COVID-19. Like he was saying, like, it's production shut down. Nobody's doing it. Like, it's just done. So the last few episodes we're going to see are the girls actually having their cell phone, filming it, doing selfies, doing everything. Like, it's crazy. Just, it's going to be crazy. This has really just shut everything down. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, just like Fallon, and I work on Judge Judy, for those who don't know, and so we've shut down too. So much of Hollywood has shut down. A lot of entertainment industries and productions and just you name it, it's, yeah, shut down. So I don't blame them for following protocol and doing that, and the show must go on in their eyes, so they're just using their camera phones. Shout out to technology. Yeah.
Shout out.
I want to give a special shout out to Mason Disick. Y'all, Mason Disick has been on Instagram Live, and we all know that he told everyone on Instagram Live that Kylie and Travis are no longer together. I love that. Like, he's just like, people are just in the live asking questions, and Mason's like, oh no, they're not together, haven't seen Stormy because of coronavirus, and oh my gosh, wow. So he went on Instagram Live again, and Mason Disick actually threw some shade at Jeffree Star by calling him spoiled, and then Jeffree Star tweets out saying, I had $500 in my bank account 6 years ago. Maybe he's confused with his own privilege versus mine being self-made. Hopefully his father can educate him soon. Ooh.
Ooh,
Jeffree Star. Like, you're grown, and you're coming after Mason Disick, who is 10 years old, y'all. 10 years old.
Exactly. You better not mess with Scott's little Macy.
Little May.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I wonder why Scott didn't see it, or he just didn't care. Like, maybe he should have said something in there to the effects of, Jeffree, leave my son alone. He's 10.
Yeah.
But you know, the fans got Jeffree together, so Scott probably knew.
And Jeffree Star has a huge fan base. For those who don't know, Jeffree Star is this big YouTuber, beauty guru, has his own line, and he has really, as you said, he had $500 in his bank account 6 years ago, but has completely had the up and up and up due to his all of his successes via YouTube and makeup.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy. Another crazy thing is Kim has another show. Is it crazy? No.
Is it?
It's just great publicity. So Kim is doing a 2-hour documentary titled Kim Kardashian, The Justice Project, and will air on Oxygen this coming Sunday. It's like a few episodes, like they said, a documentary, and she's just gonna go from prison to prison. You know, she worked with prison reform and things like that, and trying to get inmates out who just didn't, you know, deserve to really be in jail. She's committed her life pretty much to that. She's gonna be a lawyer pretty soon, which, I don't know if she has maybe like 2 more years or something, but
yeah,
she's gonna document this whole thing coming in on Sunday. Are you tuning in, Rachel?
You know, I'll be home. I haven't really watched anything at this point. So.
You won't be out and about, huh?
Not I. No, you would think after I just like beat my face with all this makeup that I'm going somewhere, but no.
No.
No. But congrats KKW for that. I feel like that she's always really wanted to do the whole law thing. Exactly, she's in law school fathering her father's footsteps, so, and anything she can do to get another paycheck, you know, she's just doing it, and let's make a show out of this. Yes,
they can make a show out of anything. Yeah.
Anything. I feel like Kylie should have her own show again. I loved her show when she came out. It was just like Life of Kylie. Life of Kylie.
I like her, but I don't need her for another show because she was having complications. She was having problems last time when she didn't want to show her life. And it was the title Life of Kylie. And yeah. she was trying to be secret with Travis. It was the beginning stages with Travis. Mm-hmm. So it's like, maybe Kylie and friends, like give us some little supporters or Kylie's crew or Kylie's company, like Kylie and other people. And
yeah. then maybe I'll be here for it. Well, I have a feeling her crew, Stassi, and just so many, Justine, she has so many little BFFs who have followers in the millions on Instagram. So they're like, yeah, sign them up. Let's just do it. But
let's do it.
Let's just do it. Okay, well, speaking of let's do it, let's get into it. Let's do Gram Glam. Let's do it. On this segment of Gram Glam, we have Instagram pictures that the Kardashians have posted. So we're going to start with Kim. Kim is up in here. And she posted this gorgeous photo of her, and she's promoting her Skims. It's like a different type of Skims wear. So this is her ad for her promo of Skims. So I'm like, okay, Kim, you look cute. What do you think about this photo?
She looks cute. I mean, Kim is always giving us cuteness, giving us realness. I'm here for Skims. You know, she always looks good. Skims is actually donating like $1 million to the whole coronavirus thing, to the families affected by it. Uh-huh. So I'm here for this. A little publicity, a little business, and then a whole lot of fashion. So
I'm interesting you say that. So when Kim is donating money for COVID-19 through Skims, but how she promoted it was extremely interesting. It was as if you have to buy things through Skims for her and Skims to give the $1 million. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to pull it up because it was kind of like, wait, so in order to give back for COVID, you got to buy more. So I was like, okay. Let's see if she says it. Yeah, shop Skims. But all right. I mean, she looks like a Sims character, in my opinion, in this picture. You know, she doesn't. Yes. I'm like, okay.
Getting ready to load.
Yeah,
she looks cute.
She looks cute. She looks cute. Okay, speaking of cute, we got Courtney next. She's looking really cute. Very photoshopped and airbrushed, in my opinion. But she looks great.
I think she looks great. She looks wonderful.
So cute, you know, with a little smirky smirk.
I think this was on the cover of her health magazine or health. I don't want to say Health Digest. I feel like that's not it, but it just rolls off my tongue. But you know, I'll say Health Magazine. I know she just did the cover of it. So she looks cute. I'm here for it.
Yeah,
she's always a cute girl.
Mm-hmm. Little cutie. She looks like Northwest in this photo to me. Ooh. Like I see Northy in this. I'm like, oh, it's like the eyebrows. It's looking cute. Okay. And then next we have Chloe. Chloe, with the little pucker up, all the lip injections up in there. Sorry for the shade, but I'm on my second white claw.
Why is that a t-shirt? Sorry for the shade, but I'm on my second white claw.
I'm on my second white claw, so whatever. So, what does she look like? I know you love Chloe. We all love Chloe. Love Chloe. Chloe's my favorite right now. You know, Chloe's my current favorite.
You know, she's my favorite. I was going to say she looks mysterious. I don't know if it's the filter, but she kind of looks like giving me that mysterious vibe. Like, who is that? Am I Chloe or am I somebody else? Like, who am I?
Mysterious. I feel like the next picture, who is Kendall, she looks more mysterious to me in this picture. It's like, ooh. Like, look at the hair. Look at that hair.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, Kendall is killing it. I'm glad I'm glad we're only 2 episodes in of this new season, but I'm glad to see Kendall and Kylie because we haven't seen them. This is like right off the bat. So I wonder if they're going to get their episodes in right off the bat and then kind of disappear towards the end.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I agree. I love seeing Kendall and Kylie. They're both being seen, being heard, and we like to see them be seen and heard. So Let's see Kylie next. Ooh, Kylie. Ooh, mama. What a MILF. Ooh. Damn, she is a freaking MILF at 22 years old.
Looking good. Damn.
Oh, I hope I look like that post baby. Woo! Woo! Kylie. That looks beautiful. Damn, she looks so good. Oh, wow.
She does look good. She's up there killing it. Killing the game.
Damn,
she
Kylie.
What she be doing.
Yeah.
She what she be doing. It, like, girl.
As Mason, 10-year-old Mason said, her and Travis are not together, so.
Not together.
So, this is your chance. Get in Kylie's DMs. Now is your chance.
You know? I know. She's looking good. I'm like, shoot, should I shoot my shot? Like, what's that? You looking pretty good, girl.
Like, dang, you are looking good. Okay, so amongst the five, do you have a favorite? Do you need some time to think of your fave?
I have my fave.
Okay, you have your fave. All right, let's do like a countdown.
Okay,
we'll say our fave. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Kylie.
Courtney.
Courtney.
I like Courtney.
Is this your team Courtney with the fight?
Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling it. I think it's just so effortless. It's just so Courtney style. It's just relaxed, chill, laid back, but she's just giving me a beautiful face. She's like, I'm here. I'm cute. Take my picture. I can give you a little bit of fashion, a little bit of sex appeal with the little shoulders showing. She looks gorgeous.
She does look gorgeous. I mean, Kylie's shoulders are showing too. She's showing a lot than just her shoulders.
She's showing a lot more.
She is showing like, dang, girl. What? My send girl. Me your doctor's info. Oh, she looks so good. She looks so good.
Does he have a payment plan? That's all I want to know.
Does he have a payment plan? Do you doctors in Beverly Hills have payment plans? Because
I can't pay it all up front.
No. No, not today and not tomorrow, not ever, but one day. Perhaps one day. Awesome. Okay, well, that wraps our show for tonight. We talked about the episode. We got news and gossip and then our Gram Glam. And so that, I don't want to stop, though. Howard, I have so much fun
I know,
with you.
I don't want to stop either. So before we go, what are your predictions for next week?
Oh, my predictions for next week. Are we going to see Courtney? Is Courtney officially gone? What do y'all think? Let us know in the comments what you think. Is Courtney going to be on next week's episode? Like, is she officially done? We don't know. It's like, they keep teasing us. She's like, I'm so over this. I'm done. Then Courtney, are you done? Are we going to see you again next week?
She said she's just gonna film what's important to her, what she's happy about.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think she's gonna dip in and out. So I mean, that's fine. Hopefully next week we see whatever Scott is up to, because it looks like a Scott-filled episode with him being an actor or doing some acting classes. I wonder if all those people in there are actors or real people. Like, you never know if this is a stage type of thing, like they pick the people to be with Kim and Scott type of thing. I'm interested to see what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm so interested to see. It's going to be a good episode. And we're going to talk all about it. We're going to talk all about it with y'all. So we will see y'all same time next week, 8 p.m. Pacific, Friday, in quarantine. Hit the whoa.
Yes, in quarantine.
In quarantine.
Yes, I'm Howard the Third. You can follow me on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do the Sisters on BET at the show on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. So check me out.
Yeah. Check him out. He's everywhere and he's so awesome. We love Howard the Third. And
you're a savage.
Yeah, follow me on TikTok, y'all, at @Rach_Robillard. Y'all can also find me on Instagram, you know, and I post some really fun stuff on there on my IG. The TikTok is where it's at, though. You know, I just did my savage challenge, Meg Thee Stallion, so y'all hit me up on some likes on my TikTok. You know, and I'm Rachel Robillard, Rachel with the K, as I said, you know, so hopefully they'll be giving me a call because I would like to replace Kourtney on Keeping Up the Kardashians. I can step it up. I can do it. A blonde Kardashian, Rachel with a K.
I'm here for it.
We are here for it. Rachel with a K. Awesome. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week. Can't wait.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.